Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a towering figure and will be historically a towering figure, and really as much for her advocacy as a lawyer as for her time on the court. She was the head of the ACLU's project, establishing that women have a constitutional right to equality in the 1970s, was a tireless advocate and enormously influential and successful as an advocate. And then once she was on the court, she had the opportunity to continue building on that legacy from within, the gender equality legacy, but more broadly, really deeply concerned about the rights of vulnerable people in all sorts of situations. And she was one of the strongest voices from that perspective. And so that will be an enormous hole now that she's gone from this court.
As was reported last night, after President Trump learned of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing, the president said that she lived an amazing life and did not dive into the waters of who his next nominee will be, though we know the president has been preparing a list of potential nominees. But there's certainly going to be a showdown in the next couple of weeks, don't you think?
I expect that there will be, yes. Particularly given the precedent we have with Mitch McConnell and the Merrick Garland nomination, Obama's nominee, who Mitch McConnell refused to give a hearing or confirmation vote to. It's very politicized now in the Senate. And the people who will resist President Trump's nomination, because it'll be a quite conservative nomination, very unlike Justice Ginsburg, people who resist that will push hard, I think, but I expect in the end, Mitch McConnell will have just enough votes probably to put the Trump nominee on the court before the end of the year.
Do you think that there will be pushback from within the Republican Party if Leader McConnell goes against his own principle that he set 4 years ago?
There will be resistance among Republicans, some who are not in the Senate. There may be token resistance among Republican senators, but that so-called principle was never a principle to begin with. The principle is maximizing conservative appointments to the Supreme Court, and it means doing exactly the opposite of what he did 4 years ago. He's going to do that. And the vast majority of the Republican Senate conference are terrified of their base, so they will do whatever McConnell directs them to do on this, and I think they'll vote to confirm.
How do you think this is going to go over with the American voter? Do you think that liberal voters are going to be more motivated to go to the polls? And maybe same thing for conservative voters as well, that Donald Trump made 2016 about the Supreme Court. He talked about that a lot on the campaign trail. He continues to talk about that. So is this going to be a motivating factor for a lot of voters out there?
It should be. I, as a law professor, will defer to the political scientists on exactly the impact on the election on the left and right. I could see it increasing the intensity of both left and right and turnout, but I'll leave that to them. But I will say this, progressives have been trying for decades to motivate their base to care about the Supreme Court, and they have had a very hard time doing that. And the court has gradually drifted further and further to the right because the conservative base is very focused on the court, and they vote based on the court. It has been very difficult to get progressives to focus on the court and vote on the court, and the situation that they find themselves in now is a result of that.
You hit on a couple minutes ago the type of nominee that we're going to see, and depending on what happens here in the next several weeks, is that going to forever change the kinds of nominees that we see, that it will now be increasingly polarized, that there's no going back from this point?
What has forever changed nominees to the Supreme Court was Mitch McConnell's abolition unilaterally of the filibuster of Supreme Court nominations 4 years ago. With a filibuster in place where supermajority was required to proceed with the Supreme Court nominee, there was an incentive for a president to choose someone that was at least marginally acceptable to the other side of the aisle. If you have a president with a Senate majority, as Trump now does with McConnell, there is zero incentive to do any outreach to the other side. And that is what is incentivizing choosing extremely polarizing ideological nominees. And if you have a Democratic president with a Democratic majority in the Senate, I would expect the same thing. I think having eliminated the filibuster has set us on this course, and I think we're going to regret it.
And do you think that President Trump will announce a nominee before the weekend's out?
I don't know when he's going to do it. I think he'll do it soon because I think he wants to stop conversation about whether he should do it or not. And that's exactly what he did back with the first nominee that he made and the second as well. Not have a lot of time for discussion about this. He has his list. He's going to pull somebody from the list. He wants to focus people on that person, not on the abstract idea of what he's going to do and when he's going to do it and that sort of thing. So yeah, I expect he'll pick somebody quite soon, and the focus will be on that person.